time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. If you live in Eureka, then your life is likely impacted by property crime. It happens to all of us. The last few weeks have been a reminder, for me, that drug-addicted criminals continue to ruin our community. During the winter months, I have to be a little more active protecting the doorway of my store. Sometimes during the day, homeless people will try to stop and lay out in front of the door. Obviously, I can't allow that. A few days ago, it happened again. I opened the door and let him know that he could not be there. He said some nasty things, he walked away, and then smashed one of my windows. Because the window was only worth a few $100s, there is no legal penalty for the bum that did the breaking. Sure, I filed a police report, and Eureka Police, they did a good job writing it up. 2 days later, another incident happened. A different person, this time a woman in her 40s, decided to block my door. I told her to move, and she got angry and began banging on my window. Thankfully, she was small and very weak. The window stood strong, so I didn't have to get it fixed. Last week, I witnessed a well-known drug addict bum walking down 2nd Street during business hours. He walked up to a sedan, and he tried to open the doors. I watched him try the driver's side door, and then I watched him. He walked around the car and tried the other side. Just as I was about to step outside and yell at him, the owner of the vehicle stepped out of a shop and yelled at the man. He wandered off, probably looking for another car to try. If you have lived in Eureka, then you are starting to see that the criminal drug addicts are certainly getting bolder. If you have a Ring camera and you subscribe to the Neighborhood app on your phone, it is full of videos of property crime. I think the top two property crimes in our town are against vehicles and the mail and packages that land on our front porch. But the real problem with drug-addicted addicts is that they are law-proof. We need to recognize that a monetary fine and a day or two in jail is not going to change their behavior. If a person can break the law without fear of the consequences, then that person is, by definition, law-proof. If we continue to grow a class of law-proof people that enjoy the quick gains they make from property crime, let me ask you this. How long will it take before they get bold enough to try harder crimes that have bigger payoffs? It doesn't help that we have some stupid ideas governing how to handle the drug-addicted segment of the homeless community. We give them free needles without any real success in coaching them into sobriety. We have a silly housing first model that does not have a drug test before you are given a home. So what do we do about it? I've been saying it for years. There is nothing in our city charter that says we have to be just as stupid as most other towns in California.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.